Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, everyone. That was our cue. No pun intended. All right. So welcome and thank you all for being here on a beautiful day here out west. And today, of course, is sorry about that. It's June the 11th, 2023. We are so happy to have all of you here with us today. And it'll be a call with Zora and Zoraya and myself. And I think we've got quite a few things that we have to cover today anyway. So let's go ahead and get on with our show. Go ahead and bring Zoraya through. And here she comes. Hi, Zoraya.
Hello.
Hello. There you are. And how are
you
today?
Here I am. I'm good.
Very good. Well,
and how are you today?
Excellent. So tell us a little bit about how you're faring these days.
Well, my finger on my left hand was kind of messed up. It got a slight case of tendonitis infection or whatever.
Yeah, just a little infection. However, it got in. It's all right. And
no, anyway, but it's almost back to normal.
So you've been exercising it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have. I've been exercising it, and of course, I also have the little compression glove to wear on it. So, anyway, but it's good. But anyway, let me get to what I'm doing here. I'm going to be reading from Diane Robbins' book, Messages from the Hollow Earth. And if you want to buy books from her site is www.DianneRobbins.com. And you want to go and you want to buy them directly off her site. That way she gets the full benefit of it. Otherwise, if you go to Amazon or eBay or whatever, then she only gets a fraction of it. Okay? So.
Let's
go ahead and get to it.
All right.
Uncovering our existence. Now, we're talking about the Hollow Earth people. We are the diamonds, you are the miners. We are here embedded in Earth's core, like sparkling diamonds buried in a mine. And you can only reach us by uncovering the crust of Earth that covers up our light. You do this by clearing yourself of all impurities and emotional blocks so that your vision is clear and focused. Once your sight is attuned to our frequency, you will see us clearly sparkling under the inner central sun of the inner sphere of Earth. For though you do not see us, you can feel our existence under you by connecting us with us in consciousness. You will physically feel the vibratory rate increase and your crown chakra will bubble and pulse. This is a physical manifestation of your connection to us. Yes, we are the diamonds buried inside the earth and you are the miners about to reach down and uncover our existence below you. Soon, we will receive a directive from the Federation of Planets to swing open the tunnel entrances for you to physically enter our realm and explore the inside of Hollow Earth. Be assured that we will have guides leading you through the tunnels, seating you on our electromagnetic vehicles, and escorting you to our cities, where you will be cheered and congratulated for reaching the frequency where you can visit, namely fifth dimension. When this occurs, it will be the sign that the Earth's ascension is imminent. What a glorious day that will be, for not only will we and you will celebrate, but the whole universe will be applauding your emergence out of density, out of third density, signaling to all our the whole galaxy is now prepared to move as a whole to a higher octave of existence. And that's the message to you today. Take your phone off mute, dear.
I said that was beautiful, and thank you for the reminder. And that was beautiful. So let's talk a little bit from your point of view when, as it said in your message, that once we can reach a higher frequency of the fifth density is probably when we're going to be able to come together with you. And so therefore, upon disclosure, the wave, I was just going to say the wave. It's got to be the wave to bring us all into the fifth dimension. And the reason why I say that is primarily is because it's all about not a few of us, but all of humanity. Because all of humanity is a collective. So even though we have those that are asleep, we are still the collective. And the ones that are awake, that's our joy. It's our joy. Remember, it's our joy to be able to help those that are a part of who we are as beings of humanity, of humans upon planet Earth. So with that in mind, I guess my question now for you is, because you're not from here, you are from Hollow Earth, and you were fifth dimension, and now you're sixth, moving into the sixth dimension fully, or as like we are in lower fifth, you know. So I guess what is missing in this equation? You know, why is it that we cannot move from here to there more quickly? I mean, I have my answer, but what do you think we need to do in order to be able to get to that now?
A lot more meditation.
And the purpose of the meditation is what?
To raise your consciousness, to raise your vibration.
Right.
And once you start doing that, you will begin to feel the vibratory rate of Hollow Earth. Once you start receiving the vibratory rate of Hollow Earth, then your eyes will be opened and you will be able to see us. See the people in Hollow Earth more clearly than you can now. And so the key, of course, is meditation. And I know Q has said not necessary to meditate, but I disagree with him on that. I know that meditation is very important to raising vibration and frequency. So
yeah, can I?
That's where we differ in our understanding. That's where we differ in our teaching.
Maybe I can kind of help with that a little bit. So
go right ahead.
You know, so number one in our evolution, you know, remember that you are in duality in third dimension, right? Third, fourth dimension. The duality has been our restriction in regards to how we can't evolve. That was what we decided to do, is to come here, be in this experiment of duality. So now how do we get ourselves out of it, right? So this is part of the process that the whole universe or the cosmos is looking at, in terms of we are watching the evolution of these people, this human beings that are on planet Earth. So the part of the evolution, and many of us have gone back and forth on this, is when you move from 3D to 5D, full 5D, is that the ego, which is part of the illusion, a part of the duality, has to be neutralized. It has to, you have to understand, we have to all understand that we don't want the ego be our guide. The guide is all about love. So whether you call it your heart mind, whether you call it your heart, but what we want to call it is higher consciousness. When you're at a higher consciousness level, there is no ego at play. So when one meditates, one can get there. But the other way of going that route is to live it. If you live without the ego, understanding that the ego is part of 3D, then it's only about joy, and it's not about self. So the next thing is to really know that we are the collective. So it isn't about the little self who wants to do it his way or her way. It's about letting go of that little the little self. It's about the big self, which is your consciousness. It's a higher, and moving in that consciousness of awareness, you move into super consciousness. So that is part of self-realization. So there are ways in which you can reach that, but when you meditate, you can meditate in certain ways. There are many different ways in which people meditate. To reach a level of silence when you are no longer here, you realize your body is here, but you're not here. So, and then you see things differently also. So, and it's a fluctuating thing for many people as we are going through this process. One of the key things, and I want to bring Q into this a little bit, is because yesterday we had a big call. There was a big call with Q, you know, the first part inspired with Q, which was being inspired with Q, which was his regular call, and then we talked about the project reviews. The project reviews, everyone, is very, very significant also in helping everyone to move into that higher consciousness level, because if you let go of the ego in that, because you're letting your consciousness, and then that consciousness evolves as the more you bring in your joy and inspiration, the ego gets out of the way and you become super conscious. Without the ego, you move into fifth dimension. So I know I probably said a lot in that small phrase, but it's kind of it's evolutionary, and that is where we are in this evolution of humanity. I would love everyone, and I'm going to have Zora come in here very shortly, to talk about the evolution, about maybe the little bit of the history, because I do have a few questions in regards to that, evolution of our consciousness, the evolution of humanity in terms of our DNA, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But again, we are at that precipice. We are at that, we're still up and down. For many, especially since we consider our collective as part of the entire of humanity. That's why when we talk about ascension, yes, there will definitely be people who don't want to, because they don't seek it. they don't feel driven to it, that they will continue to evolve in their own journey elsewhere. Okay, because Gaia or Terra Krista or Sophia, people call her Sophia, or Mother Earth, whatever name we want to give her, her name, you know, she has already evolved. She's already fifth dimension, as well as our animals, and all of the animals, in fact. So we are kind of, we're still moving forward because we kind of do and we don't. So the fluctuation, but now we need to really move forward into the consciousness and understanding of what is most important now. So it isn't about this little self. It's about the big self that we all are. So with that being said, I've got a few questions, and I wanted to make a few announcements as well. But let's bring your dad through, unless you have some more you wanted to share with us, Zaria. Hello?
I just had to take myself off mute.
Oh, okay.
And why are you coughing?
I had a scratch on my throat. That's all. I just want to have some water.
Uh-huh.
So do you want to bring your dad through, or you want to talk some more? How about we talk with you a little bit longer? Because, again, you know, because you are helping us to transition, whether you know it or not. You're helping us incredibly with you being here and having lived here on the surface. Q is helping us greatly as well, as beings of love who understand real love, true love, higher consciousness love, and that the divine
endless,
love that we all
endless
love, right?
Love.
Okay. Right.
Endless
okay. So
love.
Right. Okay. So when you were in Hollow Earth, which you missed dearly, that was
yes,
all you
I do.
Knew was endless love. And you knew it with everyone you were with, your family, your friends, you know, the plants, the animals. I mean, you were always talking. I mean, you know, telepathically, right? And then you come to the surface and you come up here and you feel like a foreigner. You know, like, who are these people? Why don't they?
I feel
why
like
can't
an outcast.
You know, absolute outcast, absolutely. So tell us that journey of how you were able to merge and still keep your who you are as part of an existence or a part of a being or a higher being that understands what we're wanting to do and wanting to reach. So understanding where you came from, and we are not yet completely evolved to where you are. So how can you help us? Give us some information about how you can help us to get to where we need to be at.
I
what
already
are your
did.
Suggestions? Yeah, besides meditation. Besides the meditation, which we talked a little bit
about. Besides meditation, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
how can we become total love at every step of our journey, every second of the day? How can we stay in that state of love without duality?
Okay. The main key point is this, and that is going out of your abode where you live and becoming one with nature. That's the fastest way for you to raise in your vibrational rate and consciousness. And you get away from the cell phones. You get away from the computers. You get away from mundane activities to your day.
So let's pretend.
Now,
here,
if
let's
you're
do
in
a
city,
scenario.
If you're in a city, you go to a park.
Excuse me, Zaria. Yeah. Okay, Zaria. Let's do a scenario because we understand now about going out into nature. Okay, so let's just pretend that you are us. Okay, so you know about duality. So now let's just pretend it's me. So I'm going out into Mother Nature. I don't have my phone. I don't have any distractions. I'm just walking in the park. I'm over there by a lake, and I could feel the breeze. I could feel, you know, you could feel the breeze, right? But you can't feel the trees, and you can't really feel, you know, the grass or anything. You just watch it, right? So how do we move into feeling the, you know, the trees? How do you feel it in Hollow Earth so that we can feel it also here? Can you feel that when you go outside of the house? Can you feel that directly, that you are connected directly to the trees and everything else today? Can you do that?
Yes.
Today.
And
you can.
Let me tell
okay.
you. Yeah,
so
I can.
So tell us.
But,
So tell
but
us
now,
the transition.
What you need to do, I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again because there are some new people out there. But if you go out into Mother Nature and you want to connect with a tree, I'm not saying go up and hug one, because that's, you look kind of strange doing that, but sitting down with your back against a tree and your bare feet flat on the ground is a perfect way to become one with that tree and
okay,
Mother Nature.
So, you become
grounded. Your body becomes grounded to Mother Nature. Mother Nature meaning the earth, Terra Crista. When your bare feet touch Terra Crista, you become one with Mother Nature.
Okay.
And
there is a
so,
movie.
And
there is, yeah.
And,
yeah, bring
what?
Up the movie. Bring up the movie about grounding, because that's a really good start.
Okay. There's a town up in Alaska. I believe it's called Haines, Alaska.
Right.
And they did, a whole town got together, and they grounded their houses by putting a copper wire with a stake outside their house and running a copper wire to the house, which grounded the house. And testimonies from that town about grounding, there was a paraplegic in a wheelchair.
Right.
And he got himself grounded. And when he got grounded, he got out of that wheelchair.
Right.
He was healed by grounding himself to the earth.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember the name of the – I think it's called Grounding, right? The movie Grounding.
Yeah, it's called Grounding, yes. It's out
right,
of Haines,
so everybody
Alaska.
Can look it up. Right.
The point is, when you go walking out in your bare feet,
right,
in the grass, outside with – good weather. I'm not saying go out in a rainstorm or go out in a snowstorm. No, you go out when it's good weather, and you go barefoot on Mother Earth. When you do that, you become grounded to Mother Earth.
So
you will feel the energy coming right through your feet up into your body. Now, if you don't want to go barefoot, the next best thing is to get a pair of moccasins with a copper disc.
Is it rare?
Embedded in the soul, embedded in the soul.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you don't have to have that. Even Zaria.
No,
if,
you
even
don't.
If you
go ahead.
I want to kind of try to simplify things. So if you just have something natural that is of nature, like a moccasin, versus a moccasin that has a rubber padding, just the moccasin itself. Yeah, no rubber. Yeah, because the rubber or even cement is not conducive to Mother Earth. So you want to to have moccasins. So do that. And even if you go to a tree, even if you put your hands around, you know, put your hands on the tree, send it some love, you know, do that. I mean, that's also part of connecting. You don't have to sit.
Yeah, of course.
Also, you could stand with your bare feet and put your hands, you know.
I would do. I'm just telling you what I would do.
Now,
that's what you asked me. I told you, you can go up and you can hug a tree if you want. Go right ahead and put your hand or put your hands on a tree. That's fine. You can do that. But to become one with the tree, you want to be in contact with that tree.
Right.
Your bare back against the tree, your bare feet on the ground.
Yeah.
If you're a woman, you wear a bikini top, whatever, but you want your bare skin against that tree. Okay?
All right.
If you're a man, take your shirt off,
Your
bare back against the tree. And that's plain and simple. And you become one with that tree. What I mean by one with it, you don't have any distractions or anything like that to disturb you. And your back is against the tree. You close your eyes and you just feel, become one and feel the bark on your back. And you will be grounded to that tree and the ground and the earth. So whatever way you want to do it is fine, as long as you do it.
Thank you, Zaria.
Yes.
So there are.
When I was in Hollow Earth, I would go out and I'd take my shirt off or whatever I was wearing, and put my back against the tree and my feet flat on the ground, and I would commune with the tree, because that's what we like to do. You can do the same here on Earth. You want me to continue talking? You want to talk? Go ahead.
Well, I was also going to say, even for those that are by a beach, connecting, laying on the sand, if it's not too hot, or just get a cotton thing and lay on it. You ground that way,
or you could also put your feet in
the water. Absolutely,
yeah.
In the water.
Yeah, in the water.
And then that will also be grounding. And when you go into that, when you move into that direction, just close your eyes. See, what happens is that the mind is always chatting, always wants to say something, and do it very, it's gradual as far as, you know, how do I keep my mind from chattering away? And that's the reason why we always talk about meditation. Because the path.
Close your eyes and your mind stops chattering, pretty much. Because when your eyes are open, you know, your mind is chattering, but when you close your eyes, it shuts off chattering, literally.
But it may do that for you, Zaria, but that is not true for us that are in this particular density.
Okay. It's because you're caught up in the third dimensional thinking.
Well, because that's predominant.
I know.
That's always been part of the experiment. And all of the changes in the DNAs that have occurred over eons and eons of time.
Yeah,
but
I
do appreciate we appreciate you sharing how you ground yourself in Hollow Earth, or even if people can do that up at the here on the surface. We don't take enough time to be away from all the chatter and to be away from others, to be in silence. So
Think about this before I bring my father's food. Think about this. Back, go back in your, well, you can't, a lot of people can't do that because they don't even know about the past. Back in the front of pioneer days, back in pioneer days, they didn't have cell phones. They didn't have distractions of any kind. And they would be one with nature. Just the way I told you, put your back against a tree, your bare feet flat on the ground. And they did it in all the time back then during pioneer days. Because they didn't have anything else to do. Because they weren't caught up in technology. They were simple people, simple people surviving in out west. But and of course the Indians knew about all grounding long before white men even set foot in their land. And they would always have their backs against trees and their moccasin feet on the ground. So I am going to say one more thing here that was going to burst a lot of people's bubbles, especially ones that believe in evolution. There never was a caveman. Okay. Forget it. There never was a caveman. You didn't evolve from an ape. Okay? Garbage. You did not evolve from an ape. You were deposited on this planet, but you weren't an ape. You were a human. You weren't a Cro-Magnon man. I mean, Cro-Magnon is also supposedly an evolved ape. You know, get rid of the concept that you evolved from a monkey, because you didn't. I just wanted to throw that in there. Yes, I'll bring my father through. Beloved gods and goddesses, how be you this wondrous, glorious, and loving day? Quasar.
Sorry. I said it's always so beautiful when you can come and visit with us, Zora. So thank you for being here with us again today. As we move forward on our ascension journey. So today's topic has really been about, the start of or your existence in Hollow Earth. But I think we need a little bit more of a history even beyond, being a part of Hollow Earth, Zora. So I want to just kind of take it back from its origin in regards to your species. You know, so let's go
my
back.
Species?
Well, you—I mean, you being a part of would you
my
consider
species.
Yourself is humanity, right?
Of course.
Right. Okay. So in other what do you call it? In other systems, we have humanoid that appear like lions, some that appear like birds, some that appear like insects, right? But they're all
mm-hmm.
humanoid, right? So in your case, you know, in your case of the Hollow Earth people, and of course those are the Aryanians, but I want to speak specifically about you. What were you eons and eons ago?
Human.
All right, a human looking like what, Zora?
Like a human.
What? Like we? Like us as humans?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So, all right. Well, so where did
I've
the
always looked
being,
human.
So where did the
when
being,
I
yeah, so where, and so if that's who you are, where did the beings that are like, that are beings that are humanoid, but are felines, or are, you know, bird-like, like the avians, where did they come into play in terms of being human? Because you're saying human is
okay. Humanoid means a bipedal, one that walks on two feet.
Right.
Now, when it comes to the bird people.
Mm-hmm. Evolution. Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the bird people or the feline people, they are still people, but they look like cats or, you know, and they walk on two feet.
Right.
But anyway, and a lot of times they walk on 4 feet. But still, understand that their species is feline,
right.
Which is, you know, like a cat, or,
right. Or a lion.
Like a bird, mm-hmm. like a
mm-hmm.
lion,
mm-hmm.
lion people, you know, leopard people, and all this. All these beings, from their perspective planets, they
mm-hmm.
have their own. They have their own characteristics. And the bird people were a race of beings that were on the earth many, many eons ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they went underground because the encroachment of their habitat by man caused them to vacate where they would normally be. A humanoid bird planet as well. But they did set up residence on Earth a long time ago.
Okay.
And
all
they
right.
found
so
fossils
I,
pertaining to that as well.
So I guess the reason I'm bringing this up is we're talking about the evolutionary process of our consciousness and of who we are. And we also know that from way back when, even before the Anunnaki came by, you know, our genome, our DNAs have been taken and used for other purposes to become other types of species, for example, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I guess what I'm saying is that when we're talking about people that are bird-like or feline-like or insectoid-wise, you know, they all come, they've partaken or have taken some of our DNA as humans and used that also for them to develop because of who they were. I guess I'm trying to find out more about the source of how we are who we are, and
insectoids are not humanoid. Insectoids aren't humanoid.
Oh, they're not.
No, they're insectoid. They're insectoid.
Oh, okay. All right.
They look like mantis, but they walk around on 4 feet, 4 legs mm-hmm. instead of 2.
Okay.
But they look, you know, they are intelligent, and they're insectoids. So each species, lions are animals. You know, they're not of a human nature. They are of a lion nature. On their own planet, they're lion people. When you say people, they're completely different from a human. As far as their structure.
Okay. Well, you know, when we talk about the Anunnaki, it wasn't only from what I've been reading and hearing, is that our DNA was a very precious DNA when we all came here. And
yes.
The species that came here, you know, from different constellations or whatever, they all
star systems.
You know, part of this star systems, all of that kind of came together. We got created, et cetera. The Anunnaki came in, messed up with our genomes, and then other beings mm-hmm. as well prior to them also came in and kind of messed things up some more, or not, I want to say messed up, but, did their thing, and then take some of our, we're talking advanced civilization.
Mm-hmm. Understand that the only ones that came in and messed up your genome or messed with your DNA was the Anunnaki, mm-hmm. not other higher beings or races. No. No.
Interesting. Okay. All right. I just wanted
because
to make
other
sure.
Because other races have the understanding of non-interference. The Anunnaki did not honor that.
Mm-hmm.
And they came in and messed with your DNA and
okay.
created
so
duality. And they created duality.
Okay. Okay, but so they created duality.
Yeah, it didn't just happen. It was created. So
understand
that duality is a third dimensional understanding.
Okay. Well, okay, before we go back to...
Before the messing up with your DNA, you were female and male in one body on the planet.
On top of the planet. We were all
You were one species. You were one species instead of duality.
We were one.
It was not one
being. We were two genders.
Two genders in the same body.
On the surface. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. So
yes.
Can I go back? Let me go back a little bit more. So, you know, we had all kinds
of
different.
You can't go back any further than that.
We could talk about the Lyrans. They were also a part of, they're part of humanity as we are a part of them. Right? Then there's Maldak. That's another source of combining the species into
Maldak
who we are today.
Planet.
Pardon?
Maldak was a planet. It was
obliterated. But the beings. Yeah, but the beings on that planet, Zora, the beings that are from Lyra, from the Lyrian system, or the Vegas system. I mean, you know, we were like a, I don't know what we were, but this is even, I would probably say probably even before the Anunnaki came and played around also with our chemistry, and then all of a sudden we have that in play. So a lot of happened also before even the Anunnaki came, and we were all humans. We were already here on the planet from all of the different star systems already, and more people came and kind of, you know, put in or exchanged or used, because they're highly evolved civilizations way back when. And now we're here, and then the big experiment of, oh, well, let's put these beings, Anunnaki came in and said, hey, let's put all these beings now into 3D. So that really messed us up more. And so now we have been on this long journey, very long journey towards our ascension, our final ascension. Thank goodness for you. Thank goodness for Q. Thank goodness for all of the other higher beings of light that are helping and supporting us on this path, on this road. But wouldn't you agree, Zora, that prior to, I'm not talking about that they messed up, but they came here and colonized here with those that are were already here. So our makeup is pretty dense. I mean, I don't want to say that, but it's pretty complicated, I guess is really what I'm trying to say. Is that not true?
Well, as I said before, the Anunnaki are the ones that came in and messed with your DNA. The Lyrians did not.
Yeah, but they came here and they mated with us. Guess what? So we become part of who they are. The people from the Vegas, whatever, they also came here and did the same thing. So we're more than just, when we say human, we're more than in terms of DNA. We're so many other, you know, just like we're talking about ancestry here, right? So you go take a test. Oh, you're part this and you're part that and you're part that, and you didn't even know that you were part another, you know. So we're looking at it on a totally different, higher level of who we are as beings of higher beings, and not just the beings that we are here on this planet. That's all. I'm just asking, you know, if you would agree with that, because even prior to the Anunnaki, we had already had other beings from other different whatever systems who came here and became part of who we are because of the mating and et cetera, et cetera. Found us, found the little blue marble, et cetera. Correct? And then part of it was when the Anunnaki came and really messed things up. They came and messed us pretty badly by putting us into 3D, and we all decided, oh yeah, that's part of our experiment, part of what we wanted to do to help move who we all are, the rest of all of us, into ascension and getting back to who we really and truly are as spirit beings, spiritual, higher density beings. All right, so why don't we do this? I wanted to talk a little bit about the DNAs, but I also really wanted to talk about all of us as being a collective. I think it's important for everyone now to really think of us as not just one person, each and an individual, but now in order for us to really move into towards ascension, we're always talking about the collective. When we talk about the collective, Zora, we're talking about the collective that we are as humans on this planet, correct? We're not talking just about the light workers, because the ascension is about everyone on the planet, correct?
Yes.
So we have to think about each one of us as always being connected with each other all of the time, And it isn't about the little self. It's about the big self, right? Because you always talk about that. Because you, you know, you just like we have people that that get us messages from the ninth density, for example, or whatever else it is, or the Pleiadians, they in mass have one consciousness. So that one consciousness is really one collective. So that's what we need to do here on our planet, is to be that oneness of consciousness in order for us to evolve. And that's kind of where we are. And that's my question for you, Zora. We can't do it alone. We have to do it as a full consciousness of oneness in order for us to get through ascension. Is that right? The consciousness of pure love without ego, because ego is part of the illusion.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Right.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So tell us your message for today in regards to the beings of Hollow Earth and how we can merge more with who you are as full, you know, six-dimensional beings, and you've already gone through fifth dimension. So how can you help us to really become more fifth, because that is our goal as a collective or individual, but then it has to grow so that it becomes collective. How do we do that? Billy already had mentioned about getting out in nature. You've mentioned this a million times. But how do we get rid of the ego that always seems to come up all of the time in all of our lives? You don't have ego. Billy doesn't have ego. Q doesn't have ego. A lot of the people that are already awakened, they have absolutely no ego. Help us to get out of ego, Zora.
All right.
I mean, you have a good understanding because of Billy what ego is and being in and out of here all the time. You understand what our egos are all about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you don't have that in Hollow Earth.
No.
And you don't have that at all in sixth dimension.
No.
Okay, can you help us get to where you are so we don't have any more ego? What would you like to say? So tell us how we can do that. And I know Billy already said meditate, but in our living on a daily basis, how can we undo that so we can only live in love?
That is an individual choice.
Mm.
And you already know the answer to that.
Well, tell us again.
Meditate, meditate, meditate.
That's how you want us to get rid of ego?
Yeah. If you meditate, you're not in ego.
Well, once you reach a certain level of meditation, one can reach that. So what one wants to do in meditation is to
the best thing to do to be out of ego.
Mm-hmm.
In essence, is to become a servant of the people.
Ah, that's beautiful, Zara.
Okay.
That's absolutely
what I mean by
beautiful.
That is when you go out to help other people, You don't have time to be an ego.
That's very true. That's wisdom, Zora. Thank you.
Of course it is.
So now
and
my
that's what
question.
It means. And that is the essence of it right there. See, me and Zoraya, in a sense, we are servants of the people because we, you know, have these calls and we teach you what you need to do in order to achieve what you want to achieve. But in a sense, we are servants of the people. We are servants to you guys. And
thank
so,
you, Zora.
And that's what we are. And that's what you need to become as well to other people who don't understand. And the more you do that, it will create like a snowball effect and it will grow in mass. It can happen overnight in reality. So you don't want to be gimme, 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 gimme. That's ego.
Mm-hmm.
More, 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 more. That's ego.
Well,
so you want to eliminate that by assisting, teaching, helping others. It takes away your ego.
Mm-hmm. So in helping
egotistic
others,
people are what you would term as the Queen of England. Or what she was, the Queen of England.
Well, I don't mean to laugh. That's a beautiful example.
Or the Tsar of Russia.
Yeah.
You know, they were royals, but they were still very high up in ego.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But even the president of the United States, they're very caught up in ego. But the simple people, like you, like others that you know, you're simple people. And you shouldn't be caught up in ego. Now, that's why when I say go out and be one with Mother Nature, because that it totally eliminates ego, literally.
Mm-hmm.
You become humble. You become like a student, if you will, a student of nature, a student. You know, becoming a humble, simple being. Not one to be controlled, but one that's in power. Your own power.
Mm-hmm.
You have your own existence, your own knowingness will let you know if you're an ego or not. Because once you realize the gods and goddesses that you are, once you realize that fully and know it, you'll be a mighty force to be reckoned with. And your governments are scared to death of that.
I have another question, Zora.
Go ahead.
So when we're talking about non-ego, we also are talking of, and you mentioned already, of being of service or of being
yes.
servants like you and Zoraya, God bless her soul.
And you.
And
you.
Oh, okay. Well, those of us that are somewhat awake, that
you have
part
these
of it
calls to assist others. And so in a sense, you're not an eagle either.
Well, I do fluctuate, Zora. But part of it also with non-ego is when you realize how grateful you are for everything. So when you go out into nature, when you meditate, you know, that gratitude and the humbleness that goes along with being of service.
That's why I mentioned the gratitude.
Right. Because that gets you out of ego as well.
Of course. It does.
It's the virtue of gratitude, right?
Of course.
So, yeah. So that is our, I don't want to say our plight, but that is where we are, is to understand more and more about moving into higher consciousness. And that higher consciousness is really understanding where you are, accepting that, and letting go of what you no longer desire or deserve to be at, which are the lower frequencies, and is always to be at the higher frequencies of being of service, of being in gratitude, of love, which is underneath all of that, that pervades, you know, all that that is, that all that we are, all that you are, and that is source. So thank you so much for that wisdom, Zora. That was very, very helpful. So before we begin to end our, moving towards ending our call with you, can we move now towards a little bit about in the world at present? Because that's a big, that's another piece of what we're dealing with that we want to help to move out of the way so we can get to. Again, it's all part of the ascension process is what's also happening here on the planet. So the last call we had with you, Zora, you had said that you and the Galactics were taking care of the higher up peoples that are still wanting and don't want to let go of their ego, not wanting to let go of their control, because ego is also all about control. So let's talk a little bit about the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and all of those other all the other families that feel like, hey, we did this for you. They're all part of the deep state, so we're to speak. So I hear, and thank you to Mary, she said, sent this to us, she said, Rothschilds and the Rockefellers are in a free fall because of the bank collapse. So soon they're going to be out of the way. Is that done, Zora, or not, or is it still in process for those big families to get out of the way? So that they no longer have control of our finances primarily, and out of control of people's lives.
Indeed.
Did you hear my question?
Possibly, yes.
Zora, please, you got to help us out here, if you will, please. All right, so remember on the last call, you talked about the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the, you know, all those people with lots of money. They're supposed to be on a free fall, and I know that you said that you and the Galactics were going to take care of it. So where are we with that, with those families?
We're still being dealt with.
Okay. So that is still preventing us from going forward, right? Until they're out of the way.
No.
No. Okay.
Once the your blessing occurs, they will be put in their place.
Okay, so
they
can
no
still
longer be in power.
Right. Well, they say that it's on a, they're going downhill already real quickly. So thank you for your assistance there. The NATO and UN are close to bankruptcy. Would you agree with that?
The what?
NATO and the UN are on the brink of bankruptcy.
Of course they are.
Of course they are. Okay. And from what we also hear is that the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Capitol are closed and boarded up. What do you think about that?
What?
Well, part of it also is that, you know, China, Russia, India, and the Middle East have abandoned no longer using the fiat money. So that is that's huge because obviously, you know, because we already know the fiat is really has disappeared because we now have the USN. So more of the corruption being removed. So the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Capitol are done, gone, not being used, or they are being used? Zora? You think the Federal Reserve is still in place?
It's disbanded.
Pardon?
It is disbanding.
Oh, it is disbanding as we speak. Okay. All right.
Of course.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about Trump's indictment. So his indictment, tell us a little bit about your picture of the indictment and what's going to go forward with Trump. Trump is in prison, right?
What?
Well, if he got indicted.
He's under house arrest.
Oh, he's under a house arrest. Okay,
yes.
Well.
Not prison.
Oh, he's not in prison, but he's under a house
you
arrest.
Don't
so he can't do.
President.
President.
You don't put a president in prison. You put
okay,
him
okay.
Under house arrest.
All right. Okay. Okay. That's how much I know. All right. So he's under house arrest. So that means he really can't do much moving. I mean, you know, he's immobile, apparently. So the military is now in complete control, the White Hats. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
But he's working with them. Yeah, and he's working with them under, you know, behind the scenes.
Indeed.
Okay. All right. So now what do you see now for now that he's in house arrest, what do you foresee happening in the next couple of months with him and anything else that you see? If he's in house arrest, now what's happening to Biden?
Well, he is becoming what you term senile.
Yeah, but he's still there.
Yes. Well, not him specifically.
Right, his clone.
But
yeah, or his double or whatever.
Double.
Yeah. So
his double is his actor.
Right. So, yeah. So how do you see this all playing out now in the next couple of months with Trump and Biden?
Well, the popularity of Biden is going down very rapidly.
Right.
And
yes.
So... Biden also has, if you call, legal issues against him as well.
Against
but
Trump?
Against himself.
Against
Biden.
Yes, you're right. Correct.
But, you know, his son and others that are
Hunter.
in his cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
All of them are in... somewhat dire straits. Many of those higher beings have had their
So what do you see in 2 months, Sarah?
A better world.
In 2 months, a better world, because we have the RV, right?
Mm-hmm.
Within the next 2 months. Or like, how about next week? Mm-hmm. I just thought I'd throw that in. Sounds like a plan, right, Sarah?
Well, if you manifest it, yes.
Well, you did say the RV was going to be, you know, anytime between now and July. Or did you say August?
Mm-hmm.
July, right? Between now and July or August?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what you said. Well, okay. So, okay.
At any
so
moment.
Speaking at any moment. Okay, so just stay on that note right now, because while we're on that note of the RV, everyone, I had an opportunity to check in with Mr. S, and he said to be at least have had someone you can relate to at a local bank. You know, like you already know two or three people that can be a relationship manager for you, or a manager that you can really, that can help you when it is the time. So if you haven't done that, that is your big homework for the next, you know, Monday and Tuesday, or for next week, but for sure probably before the end of the week, at least begin the process of making sure that you have a relationship manager, someone that you know that you feel comfortable with, because that will be a key person for you during our redemption and exchanges. So please do that. As far as he's concerned, phase two will be coming up very, very quickly, because some of the things that he had mentioned, I am going to go ahead and share with you right now. So he's basically stated that, again, you know, as we know, you know, there's always stuff that kind of come up. But he did say that everything is in place, and the word is go, and we should know more this coming week for all of our processes to start. So truly, he's excited, and he's just said, please tell all of your people to make sure that they have that at least in place and get all of your paperwork in order. All right, so that's that for the RV. So going back to our, you know, we're talking about the government, Zora. So again, it's like we already know that things are really moving in that direction. And so as all of that is moving, we also know, so the bad guys are coming out of, getting out of the way, there's going to be the EAS, which is called the Emergency Alert System. And from what Mr. S said, that is going to kind of be a trickle-down effect, because we don't want to alert the population at large, because it would be too much for them to handle. So the EBS or the EAS is going to be locally done. So do you see that also? Zora, we're talking about the EBS or the EAS. Are you with me, Zora?
No, of course. Yes, I am.
Yeah, so tell me, yeah, tell us a little bit about the EAS in play.
What?
The EBS.
Emergency Broadcast System?
Right. They call it the EAS. That's going to just be more local and then spreads out versus all
mm-hmm.
at once.
Wait and see.
We have to wait and see. Okay. All right.
Indeed.
Okay. So on a larger note, going back again to what we've been talking about, and then I'll open it up to Q&A, is obviously disclosure. That how is that coming along for all of us and the wave?
In the process.
Everything is in process.
Indeed.
And what are your feelings at present regarding all of this? Are we slow? Are we moving, speeding ahead? Where are we at in terms of process, Sora? Fast, slow?
Moderate.
Where are we? I didn't say moderate. Okay, so I guess that's okay. That's good, everybody. All right, I think with that being said, I do want, okay, so my first announcement, I'm going to do some announcements, Zora, so just kind of pipe in, please, if you will. So the first announcement I wanted to make to everyone is regarding the call we had with Q. Again, you know, I said a little bit about the project reviews because that will really help to bring us into service to others, which is great, which will also increase, you know, your consciousness, our consciousness levels, and, of course, taking the time to be able to move, go into silence and begin to get the chatter out of the mind so that you can elevate more and connect more with who you are, of who we are as spirit beings. Okay. Now, in regards to Q, I don't want anyone to worry or fret about not being able to get in, and I got some other questions to ask. So if you have any questions or concerns, and I've gotten a few already, just go ahead and either text me or email me, because I will be speaking with Q and with Don. So just be easy. I'm only going to be writing these down. I can't text or email everybody. I just got to write it down. I just want the questions. So either text me at 719-428-9746 or email at, you can email me, not BZJ, because that's too, that we just get too many and I've missed probably some emails because of that. So text would be better. Be succinct. You know, be brief about what you need, that you want us to address in regards to BBS format or even with Q's format that's already been outlined. But again, remember, as he said on the call, we're working all these kinks out, so it'll be smoother by next week. So some of your questions probably after that won't be relevant anymore. So that being said, I want to also tell you, everyone, that our calls going forward, because the projects are going to be taking over more hours. So most of the calls now will primarily be not our calls. We're talking about Q's calls. Will more likely be all about the project reviews. It's so important that everybody really gets involved, no matter whatever it is that you can bring to the platform. If you want to be a resource person because you understand the field of banking really well, or you understand exactly how construction works, or someone who's a wonderful healer and got a lot of people, you'd like to be able to help people that are more into that as well. I mean, we need to get everybody together into specific categories about what brings you joy and what is your passion to help and be of service to the world. So that's why the humanitarian project, even if you have the humanitarian projects with Shelton or any of the other groups, bring them over here, because it's going to evolve to a higher level of understanding, higher consciousness level, so that it'll just kind of perfect it more. So that's why we're all going to do this together. Okay. Then the other thing I want to mention, because in the next couple of months, we want to just kind of see, Zora and I want to kind of see, and Zora, I want to kind of see how we can help to assist in that area But we also want to be able to let everybody know that we're going to be moving the Blog Talk Show to BBS. So it makes it more more efficient, because then all you have to do is, you know, our website is no longer there. Our website, if you do that now, it'll still just veer you towards being inspired with Q, because he has that those spots. So I've spoken already to Don, so we're still basically in transition. If you want to talk a little bit about who, you know, our Blog Talk shows, which we still have, we'll probably continue to do that for maybe another few weeks, but then know that we're going to be transitioning to BBS, but it will be a different channel. Because, well, we've kind of given, you know, we've shared, not shared, but given our, where people are most comfortable already with is the time element, the days, et cetera, with the Q calls and now also with the project reviews. Okay? All right. So let's go ahead with some questions. All right. Here we go. The first caller we have is 719, ending in 0341, and of course healings are also available at this time. Here we go.
Brian in Colorado. Can you hear
me? I'm sorry, who is this?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I wasn't certain. I was getting through. I'm curious about the multiple bodies or people that are walking the earth. In other words, are there several of us alive right now?
Oh, wait a minute. Who are you again? What was your first name?
Lorraine in Colorado.
Oh, Lorraine. Okay. Yeah, Zora, could you repeat that question again? Because I think we missed a portion of it, the beginning
you all
of it.
Mentioned
ahead,
a while
Lorraine.
Ago that there could be several of us walking the earth at the same time. I wonder
several
if this is
there. Us meaning what?
Yes, multiple of us, yes. Is that happening right now?
Zora, go ahead, Zora.
Answer that. If he doesn't want to answer that, then I would ask about what is the gathering.
All right. Well, Zora, are you? Let me see. Yeah, Zora. I keep losing Zora for some reason.
Okay.
Zora, are you here with us? Hold on one second.
Of course.
Okay.
No, I feel like I'm losing you, Zora.
Of course I am.
Okay.
I'm here.
All right. So, did you hear the question from Lorraine?
Partially.
I do understand.
Partially.
If you're,
okay, go ahead. Repeat your question, Lorraine. No, please repeat your question for Zora.
Okay. There are multiple of us. In other words, maybe there's three or four of us walking, myself walking the earth at the same time. The reason
no.
I ask, I've always felt like I was connected to an artist somewhere.
No, there's just one being.
Just
you're
one being, okay.
One being on this present reality.
I see. Okay, I understand that. Okay.
In other realms, what you call densities, there is a higher density of yourself.
I see. Okay,
right.
I love that. Thank you.
But in this density,
yep.
Just you.
So then in other... That's probably good. In other dimensions... We could be
not
could
dimensions.
Be
densities.
Density.
Right.
Oh.
For example, there is a
change a dimension, which is a slang term, for density.
Okay. Okay, so Hollow Earth is another density?
They are sixth density.
Okay. Okay. Can you tell me what density I'm on?
You're in the lower realms of fifth density.
Okay.
That's all of us, Lorraine. That's all of us.
Okay.
That's everyone.
All right.
On this planet.
Okay.
All of us. What did he say, Jane? All of us.
All of us are in. All of us are in lower fifth density.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Zora. Did you say that you will not be having your sessions like today again?
Oh, no, we will. We'll continue to do that, but we will be moving our platform from Blog Talk Radio to BBS, you know, in a few weeks. That's all. We'll still be back.
Okay.
All right, well,
okay,
we
good.
Don't want to lose you.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Uh-huh. All right,
indeed.
Lorraine, thank you for your question. All right, next caller is 404, ending in 6328.
Hello, this is Viv.
Hello, Viv.
Hello.
Hi. Zora, I cannot thank you enough for accepting the invitation from Zora to come and help us with this. And I just thank you for your humility and your patience and all that you've done with us. I can't thank you enough, Zora. I tell everybody about you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know we don't have time, that much time, so I might have to ask that question in my private session with you, Zora, because I wanted to know a complete story about Maldek, because I'm writing about it, and I have someone who's printing it for me for my
Work. For your bucko.
Just to thank you for all you are, Zora, and the God that you are.
Indeed.
And for being there when we were created. Thank you for that, Zora. Thank you. I love
Indeed.
You. Tell Soraya hi and give her my love. Give her my
Indeed.
Love. Thank you. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Zora.
Thank you, Viv.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay.
Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Viv. All righty. Bye-bye. All right, next caller is 450, ending in 4348.
Yes, hello, Jane. It's Diane.
Hello, Diane. I think we know who you are.
Well, I think so, too. Well, I know who you are anyway. So, my question is about the BBS talk, so... Do we have to pay to listen to the Q call?
The regular Q calls, you do not.
Okay.
The regular calls. If you want to listen to the project calls, the lowest fee for that is $2.99 a month.
Okay, so that's what I wasn't sure about. Well, I cannot do this, but if you move the Blog Talk Radio show on BBS, we will not have to pay?
No, you don't have. Well, you don't have to pay for cues inspired with Q call.
Okay.
We'll have the same. Yeah, it'll be the same for us. You don't have to pay. If you want to contribute, you know, then you can. Same. Except for the project reviews. You know, it's coming. It's so much. It's such an intense project. It's such intense classes.
Well,
it's
I figure
lot.
It out.
It's
yes,
really
it
a
would
lot.
Be wonderful, but it is impossible for me at the moment. And I have just a quick
That's
question
okay.
about Q and Yeshua Sananda. My question is for Zora. When I speak in my heart to Yeshua Sananda, am I speaking to the consciousness of Yeshua Sananda, or am I speaking to Q, or could you elaborate on this, please?
Indeed.
Did you understand? Did you get the question, Zora?
It is. I think your call is over.
No, our call. We have 28 minutes left, Zora.
Oh.
Yes.
All right.
You want me to repeat the question?
Please.
Thank you, Zora. When I speak to Yeshua Sananda in my heart, am I speaking to his consciousness or another multidimensional being or Q, or who am I? Because since I know that Q, I was wondering, because I've been talking to Yeshua Sananda for a long time in my heart, and sometimes I hear him answering me.
Uh-huh. So you want to know if you are, you want to know if you're communicating with a higher being?
Well, I want to know, since I know, and then you told us that Q is Yeshua.
Yes.
So this is new in my life, you know, but since many years I had experiences talking to Yeshua Sananda. Well, I call him always Sananda on my part. But I was wondering, who am I speaking to? Am I speaking to Q, or am I speaking to the consciousness of Sananda? I mean, I'd like to have a little bit clearance here.
Huh. Well, if you're talking with Yeshua, then you're definitely talking with a higher being.
She wants, excuse me. So what she's asking for, Zora, is she wants to know is when she speaks to Sananda Jesus, Yeshua, is she speaking to Q, because Q is Yeshua, or is she speaking to another, you know, Sananda, or is she speaking to Source? Who is she speaking to when she speaks to Yeshua Sananda or Jesus Sananda, and she's been doing this for years? What is she speaking to? I mean, it doesn't really matter where the essence is of Yeshua.
No, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Like I figured out, it was more speaking to his consciousness, because you know
that's
why
it.
I'm asking. Asking this? Because we have we have Yeshua incarnated in Q now. So I was just wondering,
right?
You know, how does that work? So I'm speaking to his consciousness, right?
You're speaking the essence of who he is. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. I love you.
Okay.
Thank you, Zora.
We love you too.
Zora.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. All right. Next caller is 775 ending in 9099. Whoops. Sorry. Wrong. Wait. Hold on a second. That kind of flipped. All right. 9099. You're on the air with Zora.
Hi, this is Christian Reno, and my question is, when will our mentors be coming to the surface to teach us?
That will be after disclosure.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Indeed.
Okay, thank you, Chris. Okay, our next caller now is 404 ending in 6328.
Atlanta.
Zora, this is me, Viv again. I thought we were closing out, so I didn't ask my question, Jane.
Oh. Are you going to answer a question now? Go ahead.
I am. I
do
still want to know. Yeah. Zora, this question is for Zora. Zora, I didn't get the conversation about all that, helping my kids or whatever I was doing, but I missed that call and didn't get back to it, didn't know you were talking about it. But can you reiterate Maldek and all that had happened and how we enter into interacting with that? What part we're playing, where we came in?
What is our history with Maldek, Zora? You could repeat it again.
and what we have to do with it. Yeah.
Maldek was a planet. Maldek was a planet. And what is termed your asteroid belt is what was is what is left of Maldek. It was obliterated.
So her question is what? Okay, so what is Maldek to us? Why was this important in our evolution?
It is just part of your ancient history, that's all.
It's part of our ancient history because some of us came from there, or are we a part? Yes. So some of us have come from Maldek to the planet Earth, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Did you want to say anything more regarding that history?
No.
All right. Hey, Viv. Okay. But listen, we're going to let you go. We'll have to talk with Jara more about that history. Okay? All right. Our next caller now is 970 ending in 1197.
Hello. Hello. This is Barbara in Colorado. Hello, Jane. Hello, Zora.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Hey, hi, Barbara.
Hi. Okay, I wasn't on the call yesterday, so I wanted to just get some clarity because I have been hearing elsewhere that we may not be going to redemption centers. I wanted just some clarification, and you said today that we should contact our bank or someone in the bank to make a contact with. I'm with a credit union, and I'm just trying to get clarity. What am I going to be saying to them? Is that the case, or what's going on?
As far as we know, we are still all going to go to some sort of a financial institution for redemption or exchange.
Right.
And I've heard, we know all about that, we may not have to do that, according to Mr. S., that we are. The other thing, too, in regards to your being prepared is to make sure that you are in connection with a Tier 1 bank, not a credit union. What you will do is you go to a Tier 1 bank like Bank of America, Chase, Wells Fargo, some of the main banks in your area, and get an appointment there. And you want to ask for a relationship manager or a private manager and get yourself situated with someone that you can get along with that doesn't have to know everything. So make sure when you're connecting with someone at a bank that, because they're going to always ask, so you want to know more about investments or whatever, et cetera, et cetera, right? So we just let them know we want to know more about your private banking side because we have a retirement, we have an inheritance coming, which is probably going to be a few million dollars. And I'd like to know what the perks, fees, and benefits are for your bank. Because you want to get to know what those are going to be so that you're prepared with that information when you go in to redeem or exchange. So that's very key. Get a person in one of those Tier 1 banks, make an appointment, make a contact, and that's initially what you need to get done. So if you don't do it, if anyone doesn't do anything at all, at least do that. So, that's the beginning, because once this happens, we go right into phase two of the whole process of the RV, which is pretty imminent right now.
So
very imminent, according.
Well, I've stayed with a federal credit union the federal credit union because it's safe. It feels safer to me. They're pretty solid.
So, but here's hey Barbara. So what's key? We talked about this probably years ago, and it's what you want to do is at least if you work initially this is what we're all going to do. Work initially with a tier one bank because they're the ones that are going to have the information for the process. And once you do that, then you can go ahead and move all your monies into your credit union or elsewhere, an independent bank that's local or something like that. You want to just utilize them because they're the ones that have the connections with the RB at the beginning.
Okay. All right.
And understand what's going on. Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that I'm on my own, and so if we, mm-hmm. I was just going to ask you, if we need to go travel somewhere or something, I'm not feeling really comfortable to travel any long distance, by myself or something. So what do I do? Like when we get the 800 number and I talk to them, I'd like to have this sense of security of going wherever I need to go.
Yeah. Right. You just mentioned that when you get the 800 number. You mentioned that, you need assistance with being driven to your local bank, something like that.
Okay, so that's where we're at. We're not necessarily going to a military base. We're not going far away at this point. We're probably going to be going more local. Is that what you're getting?
More local. Right.
Okay.
But, again, yeah, when you call that 800 number, you give them the zip code of where you want to go to redeem or exchange, and if that's not in their on their board, then they will give you another place to go to.
Okay. All right.
And most of
them
are going to be tier one banks. Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Love you all.
Okay. All right,
you.
Barbara.
Thank
you too. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Okay. This one is out of the United States call. Hello. Hello. This is, did you want to speak with Zora? Okay. Well, then that's all right. We'll put you back on hold. All right, everybody. So that pretty much sums up the questions for Zora. Zora, so now that we are here, and you may want to say any last words at all for people? Hello, Zora? I don't know whether... Hold on, everybody. Let me go see if I could find Zora. Hi, Zora. Zora is, we're at the tail end of our call, Zora.
I know that.
Okay, I have a cap on my shoulder. So I'm gonna bring a tap on my shoulder. So I'm going to be bringing Soraya through.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
I don't get that all that often because I'm I'm always here. Okay, so hang in there, everybody. Beloved ones. It is I, Soraya.
Indeed.
I have been watching, as we have been watching together, all that is unseen, as well as where all of you reside. key points to remember for today. Always remember that you are spirit beings at heart. When you understand that and not the physicality of who you are, you can be healed. And you will have move into a super consciousness or higher consciousness. Because it is only your heart that speaks. And there is no ego at play. Indeed, you are becoming bombarded with so much to learn to do, whether it be family, whether it's your work, whether it's circumstances that are happening around the world, like fires and all kinds of things that are happening. These are all merely a stepping stone for all of you to rise above it all. To rise above into your heart mind, into the spirit being that you are. And that as spirit beings, you understand that all that you see in this density of lower, of 3D is but an illusion. As you meditate, as you move into the parks or the forests or by the sea, you will put yourself back into a state of being one. Not one with lower 3D or 3D, but into a state of oneness of with all that is. And all that is pure perfection. It is pure love. It is who you are. Don't get mired in this 3D.
Indeed.
These are your tests.
Mm-hmm.
That is why Zora and Zoraya are here, and myself and Q and many other higher beings of light that are here now that you do not know. And yet above you, if you could only see so many of the galactics, so many of higher love light beings, because beings do not necessarily have to have form. As well, what you eat and what you wear in terms of adornments. So the headbands that are made magnificently by Christine mm-hmm. Light will help mm-hmm. and assist you as well to become one with who you are.
Mm-hmm.
The more you do that, the more you understand the significance of what it is, and the more it will help to link you again with who you truly are. The other products that are of higher frequencies, whether it's the EES, whether it's the individual named Tom Palladino with higher frequencies to assist the body to heal, or the EE systems, or even some of these products that Quasar speaks about, those are all good, very good products to assist the body in moving again away from 3D products or fruits and vegetables that are, you know, again, into higher frequencies. Remember who you are, not just as spirit beings. Zora and I always emphasize, and Zoraya too, the magnificent healers you are. When you have a plate in front of you, always send it love. You can use your hands. You can use your think. You can use your heart to bless them and enhance them all the time. You could do that with your hands, or if you've evolved enough, you just do it through your heart mind. So, simple things to really think about as we move higher and higher into evolution, into towards ascension. Partake of what is here and share it with the world. You are the light. You are the love. Never forget who you are. That is all. Zara will take over for now. My beloved Zara. Perhaps not, but that is all right. So with all of that, let us send each other much love. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Receive. And you say in unison, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We receive. And from the gods and goddesses of our beings, we are love. We are light. We are joy. We are harmony. We are abundance. And we know it. So be it. Our call is ended.